Welcome, everyone, to the Blessings of Christ on the 9th of July. We are into the height of summer in the northern hemisphere. Yes. And into the heart of winter for you guys in Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, South America. And we wish all of you, whatever season you're in, great and bountiful realizations and accomplishments of spirit, not just of the world. We are here to offer blessings for whatever you need for your physical health, your emotional enrichment, to recover from mental stress, or to bring harmony and peace and joy into a relationship, to support you in your creativity, and to bring you into higher and better goals for living. So, whatever you bring is what Yeshua will receive and bless. So it's really, really very much up to you what you bring to this. And what you get from it. And we'll talk about that more as we get into our presentation today. So for now, I would actually like to call anyone who would like to be here to ask for a blessing or to give us feedback from blessings you've received. It's always good to hear from our community. Actually, everybody loves it. I get comments all the time from how much those of you who speak really offer to this, because you give encouragement to others that your prayers are heard and have been heard, that you did receive blessings, and you offer, when you ask for a blessing, you offer to others an opportunity to also pray for you. And as Yeshua said to his apostles, whenever two or more are joined in my name, there I am. And it's so true. Hi, Mary. I see you're on, and I'm going to open your line.
Hi, Glenda. First of all, I just love you so much, Glenda. I'm so glad to hear that you are recovering and healing, and I thought about you so much, doing things with one arm and having pain, and you're just a constant source of inspiration and grace. I just love you first and foremost.
Oh, you're so, thank you.
You're welcome. And I promise I'm going to try to make this really brief, but I've had so many thoughts in my heart today, and the best way for me to put it is I know that becoming a blessing giver has taught me some things about being, I'm going to call it miracle minded, because I've had two calls to my heart, two very, very loud calls to my heart. The first one was to become a blessing giver. And when I heard that call in my heart, The only thing I could do was say yes. And everything in my life that felt like an obstacle in that pathway, it just moved away twice, you know, to the point where I was on airplanes flying to meet Glenda Green and learn the blessings of Yeshua. And that has filled my heart to this day and will continue to be just one of my greatest blessings. And recently I had another call that I'm going to ask for a blessing for, and this call is to go to Medjugorje. I entered a contest to go to Medjugorje with a film crew. And I had to do all these things. It was the same kind of response from my heart. I heard there was a contest, and in 10 seconds flat, I taught myself how to make a video and post it. Even the tutorial of how to do it wasn't moving quickly enough for me, so I had to post a video, and then I had to ask for people to vote for me, which there was also something very humbling about asking, but then I received so much love in doing that. So it's kind of the same thing you're saying, where there's so much energy to all of it, to asking and to receiving. It's just a circle of flowing grace. And so I am asking Yeshua if I could possibly go to stand on Mary's Hill in Medjugorje, and I'm just telling God I accept His grace in whatever way, and I'm even going to go buy a passport because I want to be ready. I want to be ready for a miracle. That's just how I feel. Like there's miracle readiness. Like you know, anyways, that's my story.
Yes. I like that term, and thank you for bringing that up, because there is such a thing as miracle readiness. Okay. You know, Saint Augustine said that a miracle is just a reality we don't understand yet.
Yeah.
And so as we get ready for miracles, what we do is we build a reality that will reveal them.
I agree, and I learned that from you and Yeshua and this community. So love to you all, and I'm
oh yes, oh, thank you so much, and love to you too. Okay, we have I see Ben is on the line. Hi, Ben. I'll clear your call so you can tell us about your music today.
Yes, Glenda, I've got a 24-minute guitar concerto that I'm playing on the cassette tape. It is a from one dimension to another and back time travel piece of music.
Okay.
With what you're talking about, from one dimension to another, getting ready for blessings and just getting a taste of what's in the future, and then coming back and living in the present.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, as always, Ben. We love your contributions to this. And
I'll just be listening.
Okay, great, great. Well, I'll bring up our next caller. And we love you a lot, Ben. We do. And hold you in our prayers. So we have Jerome. Hi, Jerome.
Oh, yes, a healing for my son Andrew. He's in a little difficult position in his life, so I'm just asking for a healing for my son Andrew.
Absolutely. So let me make a note. Andrew?
Yes, right. Andrew.
Andrew,
A-N-D-R-E-W.
Oh, that's what I thought, but your your accent threw me.
This is Jerome up in Duluth.
Of course I know Jerome.
You're priceless, and thank you for everything, and love's light, compassion, love, peace, and joy be with you, and your health and your body.
And the same with you, and we will remember your son with great love and compassion. Compassion to you, love for him.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
We have a caller from area code 201, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. I hope you're healing well. It's Susan Rabinowitz.
Hello, Susan.
You know, I'm at my beach house, and there's a woman who, I want to say 6 months ago, she had diverticulitis, and it was an emergency situation. So she was put on, you know, the colostomy for 6 months, and she went like 2.5 weeks ago to be resected, and it didn't work. And they then had to do another resection, and I mean, it's 2.5 weeks, and she hasn't had food. She's, like, going through the worst kind of hell that I think you can go through while you still have your, you know, while you're still in physical. So I just want to give you her name, for many blessings. Her name is Marie Ashman, A-S-H-M-A-N. Marie. Yeah, so she's in the hospital, and I know she'll be, she's a devout churchgoer, so I know she'll be open to whatever you give her.
Oh, good, good. And you see, it really is great to just put names in the circle. And we hold them in our hearts, and it gives more power to our prayers.
Absolutely. And then
okay.
I had a little incident and myself, and I felt it was sort of like a wake-up call for me to be more mindful about my food. So I'm just going to throw me in at the mix, too, if you could.
Okay.
Thanks, sweetie. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you, too. And I always, always love hearing your voice come on the line. So we have wireless caller. I don't have a number here. I'm just going to put you on. Now I see it. It's area code 321.
Hi, Glenda. It's Scott from Orlando.
Scott, hi.
Can I please share with the community a really wonderful blessing that I
sure.
have? For about a year, I've been working to start a club at a nonprofit organization called Lighthouse here in Central Florida. They serve the visually impaired people in the community. And it's a club that teaches how to speak effectively. It gives people a clear and effective voice. And what better group to practice that with, because we tend to patronize people. We consider less abled sometimes.
Yeah.
So I just had a wonderful meeting, and we did an inaugural meeting this week and had a wonderful experience. And much appreciation, much glory for Spirit, love, God, and Yeshua, that I get to do something like that. It means an awful lot.
Oh, of course it does. Oh. Thank you so much for good work. You have you just made amazing spiritual progress. Scott, I'm so proud of you.
Cool.
Is that it?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. All right. We have one more caller from area code 413, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda and community. Such a blessing to be on the call today. This is Sarah from Santa Cruz.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. I want to offer a special blessing for my friend JT, just the initials JT. And he's just been really sick and just feels really bummed out about it and kind of doesn't think he's going to recover. So I just want to ask for some special blessings for him and his recovery.
Okay. We certainly will. Okay. Is there anything specific we need to know or just let God take care of it?
Yeah, I think just let God take care of it, that heal his body and bring some hope and love to his spirit and his heart.
Okay. Okay, very good.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. And we have time for a few more callers. If our queue is empty at the moment, but we do have time for a few more callers. And still time for me to offer a message. So if there's anyone who wants to put their name in the circle or someone else's, remember that blessings to you will have a collateral effect of blessings to others. So if there's something in your life that's troubling you, or even if it's not troubling you, it's just baffling. You know, so many times we're surrounded by baffling situations. We think there's supposed to be an easy way through them, and there's not. And we do our best, and it's still not easy. And we think, my gosh, there's got to be some level, some viewpoint, some way I can get the perspective that moves through this. And, you know, it helps us all when any one of us moves through the problems of life easier, everyone is helped. I see that Jean Marie came online. Hi, Jean Marie. So let's just put you in your call on.
Hi, gosh, I was trying to repeat what I heard. Hi, Glenda. I just wanted to ask for blessings. I'm dealing with a special physical challenge right now, and I could use the good vibes.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll send you an email with more details after a bit.
I look forward to it, and I can know more to keep you in my daily blessings.
You bet. Thanks so much.
You are welcome.
Bye-bye.
And, yes? Okay. And I would like to ask for blessings for our planet. I would like to ask for blessings for all of us going through the changes of consciousness that are happening on our planet right now. And some of the situations that we are confronting are very unpleasant to us. We become worried, if not downright frightened, about what could happen, might happen, possibly will happen. But none of these frightening or fearful or baffling things necessarily must happen. Part of what goes wrong in every situation is our confusion and the chaos that we create in our life simply because we feel frustrated. We don't know what to do. We don't know where to turn. And for lack of understanding, we just take, well, shall we say, we just take a stab at it without much thought, without mindfulness, without prayer. We just react, shall we say. And that's actually what causes the most damage in almost all of these difficult situations. We have an opportunity this summer to change a great many things in a positive way. We really do. And if we don't accept that positive opportunity, there are plenty of negative forces that would like to grab a little more leverage for their destructive agendas. So let's be mindful and prayerful and assertive in our prayer and specific in our prayers about what we would like to see, what we need. You know, God knows all of the things you need. But God doesn't know the pattern through which you're willing to accept. You see, it goes back to an example I could use from your childhood. Your mother knew what foods were nourishing for you, but she didn't always get it right on which ones you were willing to eat. And sometimes, if food you don't like is put in front of you, you can get a little stubborn. We all can. We can get a little stubborn and say, but that isn't what I wanted. I remember a story that Larry has told me. Bless his heart. I think every Christmas since we've been together, every Christmas, he tells me this, so I've got it down by heart. He had a shopping list for Santa Claus and one for his mom, one for his dad. And actually, I think they got him everything he wanted. But they added one little thing he didn't ask for. And it was a little hand-carved train where the cars were strung together on a string. And it had a little pull chain and wooden wheels. And they bought it because they thought it was just cute as a piece of pie. And he opened it. He happened to open it first. And his reaction was, I didn't ask for that. And he got all bent out of shape and didn't open a single other package for about 10 minutes. He was just scratching his head and trying to figure out why he got something he didn't ask for. Finally, his mom said, come on, honey, just open your next package. And he was afraid that he would open something else that he didn't ask for. But then, of course, everything else he asked for was there. So by the time the Christmas tree celebration was finished, he was a happy little boy. But you see, our Heavenly Father is a very smart guy. He knows better than to give you something that you're not ready for. And he looks for indications of your readiness through your prayer, your request, and your willing vulnerability. And I'm going to use Mary's request as an example for that. You know, it's hard to be human, which really is vulnerable, and admit it. We try to be the brave soul, and of course our ego likes to be unconquerable. So it embarrasses us to be vulnerable. We don't like to go to the altar of God and say, oh Lord, I really, really need you. I can't do this by myself. I really, really need your help, your intercession, and I need you to point me toward others through which I can ask for help. And then we have to be willing to go to others and ask for help. Vulnerability is a really, really tough subject for us humans. You know why? Because everything in life that's ever hurt us made us vulnerable. So whenever we admit to the need of being vulnerable, it's a little bit like Larry unwrapping that toy train. We don't like it. We don't like it at all. In fact, we hate it. We will pray from our difficulty, and we will say, oh Lord, I have this problem, and I know with your help I can overcome it. We're willing to go that far, but we don't like to really be vulnerable. It's pretty difficult. And like I said, it's because everything that's ever hurt us made us vulnerable. When we lost someone, when we had pain, I can tell you recently, just a little synopsis of what happened to me on May the 23rd. I tripped and fell in the middle of a dirt street. There was a pothole, and I had sandals, and the front edge of my sandals caught on a rock that was protruding up. I was not aware of it. And I was walking fast back to my car. Well, I went in a running leap, trying to catch myself, pushing my arm out. But instead of catching myself, my arm twisted, and I broke my arm. And I was in a complete state of intense pain to the degree that I could not even turn my body. I couldn't turn over to move myself to safety because my arm was virtually jutting out of my skin. I mean, my bone was virtually jutting out of my skin. And in that intense pain, all I could do was scream and take my other arm and wave it. And I was in the middle of the street where a car could have turned around the corner. And I could have said goodbye in a heartbeat. So we're talking about serious vulnerability. Fortunately, somebody came by on the adjoining street, heard me, saw the wave of my hand, and blocked traffic to protect me and called for an ambulance. So I was taken care of, but still, even in the ambulance, every bump was excruciating. Every touch on my body was a new scream. And so we all have these moments of vulnerability. Maybe not all physical pain for each one of us. Could be emotional. Could be fear. But they bring back situations that we would try to avoid, like the plague. So we don't even bring them into our prayers. But our vulnerability is the most powerful signal to our Heavenly Father that we need help and that we need protection from our angels and we need assistance from our fellow man. So think about that as you pray, as you ask for what you want in your life, and realize that you will be helped. You need to ask for what you want because our Heavenly Father doesn't like to wrap up toy wooden trains that then cause us to say, but that's not what I wanted. You have to give him a clue. He knows what you need. He doesn't know what you want. Okay? There's a big difference. A big, big difference. And the fact is, if you don't want it, it doesn't often matter that you need it. You'll reject it. So you need to take some responsibility inside of your prayer, inside of your request for blessing, inside of your life, and your even your investigation of remedies and opportunities and situations in life that could make life better for you. So it's a combination of what you need, what you want, and what you're willing to receive. And sometimes, what you're willing to receive may need to come from something or someone. You first need to forgive. It's true. If there's someone or something you won't forgive, you won't receive from that source. Forgiveness is such an enormous, enormously powerful subject. And it's not just because it cleanses your life from negativity. It's because it sets you free and opens up new opportunities and options for your life and for movement. Yeshua said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." But you know what? It's not always that easy to know the truth. So let me present you with a workable paradox, something that actually works both ways. Look for freedom, and you'll find the truth in it. How is that for a clue to find the truth? We're going to study more about that today in our class, Revelations and Recovery. And by the way, there is still time to enroll and I will get an email out to you instantly. But the very best way, also, just go ahead and enroll, and I'll catch it. I will be watching between now and the next hour. But I do want to say to some of you, I know I can tell by attempts that failed online that some of you wanted in and your credit card failed or something else didn't work for you. If you send me an email to glendagreen@gmail.com and say, all you have to say is, I want in, and give me, of course, your name and your email address, I will put you in, and we'll work out next week how you pay for your tuition, okay? So I know that you will. I know you'll be glad you're in the course, and I want you there because it's one of the most powerful, life-changing webinars that has ever been offered. So if you had trouble, I want to be your solution. Just send me an email. I'll get you in, and we'll work out the details next week. Okay? And now it's time that we actually started our blessing. So those of you who are new, those of you who've been here, you know what to do. Just relax in your chair and do nothing. Allow your attention to fall into your heart. Make sure your body parts are all uncrossed and your feet preferably uncovered and on the floor so that you're able to pull up through your feet the energy of the earth. People who studied reflexology, wow, that was a mouthful, know that our foot has pressure points that touch every part of our body. And our earth sends a very powerful energy through our body when we magnetize it through. Unless your faith tells you that your head must be covered, uncover your head, because we are calling in energy from the cosmos, from the heavens. And if you must cover your head, let it be with natural fabric, cotton, silk, wool, something natural, linen, something natural that will flow with the energy of the earth. What we're going to do is convey the energy of the Holy Spirit, the love of Christ, and the grace of God through you, into the earth and back through you. And it's going to open the portals of your heart, the cells of your body. It's going to open closed areas that light and energy and life may flow in and do good work. Now, what it does is entirely up to you and between you and your Heavenly Father. We, blessing givers, are merely conduits. We help it flow easily and abundantly to you and for you. So after the blessing is complete, just go and rest for 7 minutes and receive. But don't think about it, because your mind is a wonderful instrument of rejection. Your mind is a wonderful instrument of creating reasons why not, objections, filters, and precautionary resistance. Don't think about anything. Actually, don't even continue your prayer. Just be receptive. That's all. So I will offer my prayer to Yeshua. Then the blessing givers will join me. And the rest of you, simply receive. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for being with us this day and on all days, to give us according to our needs, our wishes, and our willingness to receive. You have taught us to forgive others, that we too may be forgiven, and the freedom that we have in that, and the openness it brings to our being, And so we ask you to help us forgive, and in turn to forgive us, and to release us from whatever bondage or imprisonment we may find ourselves, whether socially or biologically or in any condition of life. We just ask that you be with us and make our life whole. We thank you so much for your love. And we ask that we may be conduits of your love to others, that we may be conduits of hope, and that we may be conduits of blessing to the world, to make a difference that is positive and redemptive in this very changing world. Amen. Amen. Your blessing is complete now, except that you must now receive. So go and rest for at least 7 minutes and allow the grace of God and the love of Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit to fill your whole body, heart, soul, and being. Receive, 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 and be blessed. Have a wonderful week, and I look forward to being with you again next Sunday. Bye-bye for now.